This is Ethically Speaking with Dean Ritz and Denny Elliott.
Dean, what do you think of when you hear ethical spies?
Oxymoron, you know, like jumbo shrimp.
Don't you think that clandestine work can be done more or less ethically?
Perhaps, but it seems odd to apply the word ethics to a profession that necessarily includes deception. I mean, what makes some spying ethical and other spying not?
I don't have an answer for that. But a group of undercover agents have gotten together to try to draft something like a code of ethics. It's a controversial endeavor, but I think they're on the right track. If agents can identify some behaviors that they agree are simply wrong, then that's a start to developing a code that describes the scope of acceptable activities.
Don't those who work in secret assume that anything goes?
Mature people and professionals respect ethical limitations even if no one's watching.
But Denny, undercover agents deceive everyone, sometimes even their spouses, about their true employment. Doesn't that make their work unethical from the start?
No, not necessarily. As citizens, we tacitly agree to certain levels of governmental deception. Unmarked police cars and sting operations are examples of official deception. We have long accepted that law enforcement and military need to be less than honest in some circumstances to do their jobs.
So a key to when deception is acceptable is that people know and maybe agree to being deceived.
I would expect the spy's code of ethics to articulate the need for deception and describe when deception is justifiable and when it's not.
Does your profession have a code of ethics? Share your standards at ethicallyspeaking.org.
Ethically Speaking is co-produced by the University of Montana and the University of South Florida, St. Petersburg, with support from the Montana Committee for the Humanities and the Metropolitan Water District of Southern California.